the reading of God's Word from Paul's letter to the Galatians, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 7th verse, the Word of God for the people of God. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. We reap that which we sow. The one who sows to please one's sinful nature, from that very nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the flesh will reap that destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not, therefore, become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. May God add His blessings to this, the reading of His Word. If there's anything we Americans can appreciate and value and respect, it is the ability of institutions and establishments to sustain their mission for a significant period of time. For example, a restaurant that has been able to keep its doors open for over 100 years, like the famous Bright Star restaurant, one of your favorite restaurants here in Birmingham. We respect a restaurant like that, able to maintain its vibrancy and its relevancy. We respect colleges and universities that have been graduating leaders for over 100, 150 years. Institutions, universities, colleges such as Auburn and Alabama and the Harvard of the South, the University of Montevallo, and whatever college or university you graduated from. And we respect churches, do we not? Churches that have been able to sustain ministry over decades, like the Mountain Brook Baptist Church, of which we are a part. We have come together on this special day to celebrate 75 years of not just this church's existence, but this church's vibrant, transforming ministry. It's nothing to sneeze at, I tell you. 75 years of existence, of relevancy, of transformation, especially in a day when there are, by the statistics that I checked this past week, over 100 to 150 churches each week that are closing their doors. You heard me correctly. Over 100 churches, somewhere between 100 and 150 churches each week that are no longer able to sustain their ministry. So why is it? Why is it? How is it that Mountain Brook Baptist Church has managed to remain as viable and as vibrant as we have for such a long period of time? There would be some who would say that we are blessed to live in a very stable community like Mountain Brook, Alabama, where people are anxious to live in and to move to, that there is so much going on in the Mountain Brook community that you would be hard-pressed not to be able to sustain your witness in a community like ours. There are others who would say, well, in Mountain Brook, you have the best and the brightest. You have people who have means, financial means, more so than people in other communities, and therefore the chances are good that you have a membership that is capable of financially sustaining its ministries and its presence where other churches may not be so fortunate. There are others who would point to the visionary senior leadership that this church has enjoyed over the past 75 years, beginning with J.O. Colley, whose family is here today, and William Waterhouse, and Dodson Nelson, who baptized not just you, Lloyd, but a host of others who are present this morning, and Dr. James Mobies, who is still with us. And every Sunday, we have the chance to express our appreciation to Jim for his faithful ministry over the last 30 years. There would be people who would say, well, look at the leadership that you have enjoyed. I would not disagree with any of those reasons, those rationales. We live in a wonderful community. We are blessed to have people who have financial capacity. We certainly have known some of the most accomplished ministers in Baptist life over the course of our history. And yet I would be quick to say that not any of these is a guarantee that our church will be able to sustain our witness for the next 75 months, much less 75 years, if there was not, along with all of these blessings, the community, the capacity, the faithful leadership that we have enjoyed, there would be no chance that we would be able to sustain our witness without a continued commitment on the part of this congregation to live into God's mission, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and being, to love God and to live each day with grace and generosity. You know, that's not much different from what Paul was sharing with the churches in Galatia to whom he was writing. The letter to the Galatians was penned by Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to congregations who were uncertain about their future because of the temptations that they were facing to leave the good news that Paul had preached to them of saving faith in Jesus Christ and begin living by what Paul calls another gospel, another gospel. And in his letter to the Galatians, Paul encourages the church always to be crucified with Christ, risking their existence so that they might experience the life of the risen Jesus in their midst through the presence of His Holy Spirit. And in this section of the letter from which I have read for you these verses of Scripture, Paul speaks with the believers in the region of Galatia about the importance of being open to the Holy Spirit, the presence of the risen Jesus, to be led by the Holy Spirit, to keep in step with the Holy Spirit, to give evidence of what Paul calls the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to sow seeds that are pleasing to the Spirit. So that Paul reminds the church, brothers and sisters, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever it is we sow, you can count on the fact it will be what we reap. If you sow to the flesh, you will receive destruction. There is no way that you can sustain your life, your witness, by sowing to what pleases you. But if you sow to the Spirit, if you sow to the Spirit, then you will reap a harvest of eternal life, something that can never be taken away. I beseech you, brothers and sisters, Paul says to the church, let us therefore not grow weary in doing good. Let's not give up. For in due time, at the right season, we will receive a harvest, Paul says, if there is a huge condition. It's emphatic in the Greek. If and only if, as God's people, we do not give up. Friends, therein lies the rub as to why some churches are not able to sustain their witness. They give up. They give in. They quit. And they do so for not always the same reasons. There are some churches that have tried their very best, have done what they thought God was calling them to do, have exhausted themselves in faithful efforts, but have not seen results that have brought them much encouragement or inspiration, and they've decided that it's time for us to quit beating our head against the proverbial wall, and so they close the doors, they dissolve their assets, and if they are truly faithful people, they either invest those assets in another congregation, or they decide to merge with another congregation. There are some churches who believe that their best days are behind them and they have no future as they are presently constituted. That takes a lot of courage to come to that understanding and make that profession. I'm not making light of any church that has had to face that difficult day. But that's not this church's challenge. That's not the temptation that we face. The temptation that we face is the temptation that some churches face where they have done well. God has blessed their efforts. Life has been good. Faith has been good. And they have somehow determined that they have done enough. And they can rest upon their laurels. There's nothing left for us to do. And so for all intents and purposes, though they keep the doors open, they quit because they think that they have done it all. It's football season in the South. I was reminded this week as I was preparing this sermon about a bonehead play that will happen more frequently than you would imagine on the gridiron. It's a bonehead play where an athlete has intercepted a pass or has received a long pass or has been able to break a long run and his run. You've seen these plays. You've seen the videos. If you haven't, you ought to go to YouTube and check out some of the plays about which I'm speaking, where a player is in the open and he's scoring a touchdown and everyone knows it and he knows it, and he gets to the 1 yard line and he drops the ball to celebrate before he has crossed the goal. And you watch these videos and you just, it may be teams playing, you don't care about the game, you don't care about the teams, but your heart breaks. You got so close to the goal line, but you did not finish. We gather here on this 75th anniversary I trust with the understanding that we're closer to the finish than we've ever been, but we're not there. And today, as much as we celebrate all that has taken place in the life and the history of Mount Brook Baptist Church, we are not yet where God would have us to be. We are not here this Signal Sunday to sit upon our past, as great as it is. The past for us is not a hammock that we are going to be content to lie in. Our storied past is for us a springboard into which we will together launch into the good future that God in Christ has for us to know. It's been my glad privilege to have served a number of churches. Over the course of the years that I've been in ministry, I was back in South Alabama yesterday preaching the funeral of one of the saints of God who went home to be with the Lord, and I was reminded of how, though I was in that community just a short period of time, 3 years, the bonds that I enjoy with those people, even to this day, some 30 years later, are so very strong. I think of having been in North Alabama to share with a church at its 25th anniversary. I think of the church that I served in Tallahassee, where we enjoyed a sesquicentennial, 150 years of ministry. I have been blessed to serve churches that are smaller than Mount Brook Baptist Church. I have been blessed to serve churches that are larger than Mount Brook Baptist Church. I have been blessed to serve churches that are younger than Mount Brook Baptist Church. I have been blessed to serve churches that are older than Mount Brook Baptist Church. But friends, brothers, sisters, let me tell you, I have never been blessed to serve a church with as much promise and as much possibility as this Mount Brook Baptist Church. And this heritage that has been given to us, it is a great gift. We will never ignore it. We will never ignore it. We stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before us. But together, by God's grace, we will build upon it. And as we walk in step with the Spirit, as we are led by the Spirit, as we sow to please the Spirit what God wills, not what we will, God will continue to do things in us and through us that will put this world to rights and make this world more of what God created us to be. We're not going to ignore the past. We're going to look back with deep appreciation. But at the same time, we're going to look ahead with anticipation and expectation. I think that's what all Christians are called to do. When the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Galatians in the first century, the prevailing culture was dominated by the empire, by the Roman Empire. They didn't understand what the church was proclaiming, this crucified and risen God. They had their gods. They had lots of gods. The Romans had gods for everything. They had a God of time and transition. Do you remember? Do you remember? The God's name was Janus, J-A-N-U-S. And he was depicted in an interesting way. He was a God with two faces, a God with two faces. One face looked back, one face looked ahead. A God with two faces, one face looking back, one face looking ahead, if the name Janus and Transition sound familiar, it is where we get our first month of the year, January. January, a time when we look back, but a time when we look ahead. We come together this morning as God's children, as people who have professed faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. God has seen fit to reveal Himself, the fullness of the Godhead dwelling bodily in Jesus, as the book of Hebrews says. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So that as His children, as His followers, as His disciples, perhaps the greatest expression of our faith is to live for Jesus in all times, in every season, at points of transition such as the one we are celebrating today, a time where we look back in glad appreciation, a time when we look ahead with eager anticipation and expectation. I had another thought this week. If Jesus tarries long enough, 75 years from now, this church will hold another kind of celebration such as the one we're enjoying today. Very few of us will be around for that celebration. But those people, whoever God sends this way, because I'm convinced that there is a depth of faithfulness to this congregation, that if Jesus tarries 75 years from now, Mount Brook Baptist Church will be as strong, if not stronger, than we are in 2019. But I wonder, what will people then say about us now? In the same way we celebrate the people who have come before us, the folk on whose shoulders we stand, what will people 75 years from now say about us and our faithfulness today? The answer to that question is something over which you and I, with God's help, and by the grace of Jesus, have total control. So let us, therefore, not be weary in well-doing. God's not finished with us. Not yet. But let us continue to sow to please the Spirit, believing that in due time we will reap a harvest unto eternal life. We will reap that abundant harvest if and only if we do not give up. Let's bow together for prayer. God, we are grateful for those who came before us who did not give up, even when the way became difficult, or they could have been enticed to believe they had accomplished all there was to accomplish. They endured, they persevered, they continued to sow to please Your Holy Spirit because they believed in the mission that You gave this church 75 years ago. We believe that too, O God. We thank you that we go into the future not alone, but that your dwelling is with us. You have come to us through your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You have tabernacled with us in the Word that became flesh. You dwell among us. In everything we're about, O God, we lift up Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Pray that you would grant us the strength that every day and every way we would truly be found faithful. And we make this prayer in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.